Okay, so my name is Renaud Billon, working at the Council of Europe as Media and Diversity Manager, and also responsible and manager for the Mars Media Against Racism in Sport joint EU Council of Europe program.
Okay, so do you have facts, figures, main facts and figures concerning the representation of diversity in sports journalism? Who is represented, who is not represented, and is there, for example, an equal representation of different groups?
Well, the sport media coverage is like any kind of media content. You can't, it's possible to find quite the same figures if we took the global picture about the about media content in Europe. We know that, by example, it's coming from GMMPP, the Global Media Monitoring Project. We know that less than 25% of the news subject are women. But we know also, on the contrary, that more than 75% of the news subject are characters we can see in the news are men, generally over 45 years old, and generally belonging to the upper middle class. All these data figures come from, again, GMMPP. And we can find quite exactly the same for sport media coverage. There is a recent research done by AGP, the Association of Professional Journalists in Belgium, in print press. And this survey shows clearly that in sport media coverage in print press in Belgium, French-speaking Belgium, less than 25% of the articles dedicated to sport are in relation with women. So it's quite the same figures, in fact. There is another figure we use, and it comes from Play the Game, a research made by Play the Game in 2005 or 6. And to summarize this figure, the report says that a female athlete has four more chances to be covered by a female journalist. But female journalists represent only less than 5% of all the sport news produced and disseminated or broadcasted. So all these figures give you clearly all the other groups of population, including women, that are excluded from media content, in particular from media sport coverage.
Yeah, my name is Phil McGillivan. I'm an author and journalist, and I'm a member of the Irish Executive Council of the National Union of Journalists, and I also hold a seat on the NUJ's New Media Industrial Council, covering social media and internet.
So, could you identify special topics or special issues with regard to the representation of diversity in sports journalism and sports media?
Yes, very much so. I would say that, first of all, although there is a very healthy gender balance across the profession of journalism, sports journalism is still, not exclusively, but still heavily weighted towards being a male pursuit within the overall profession of journalism. I have to say it's almost within these islands, almost but not exclusively, but almost exclusively white. And just by that very fact, women's sport is, not by any conscious decision, but just doesn't occur. It's largely ignored.
Does the National Union of Journalists promote diversity trainings, for example, encourage the members to participate at diversity trainings?
Well, it is a work in progress. It's something we're looking at. Our code of practice is on our website. And one of the things that all NUJ members sign up to when they become a member of the union is to abide by that code of practice. And one of the things is that you should not be part of or a creator of any media product, written or broadcast, that incites hatred or anything like that. So it is something we are looking at. It's an ongoing project, and it's something I hope also that weaves its way into there are many journalism training courses now, And in my role as member of the NUJ's Irish Executive Council, and on the new media seat, I visit colleges to speak to training journalists. Some of them are going into new media, some of them traditional media. And one thing that we impress upon them is their role and their future role in being advocates for a more tolerant and inclusive society, and the importance of building that into their work and being aware not only of the good that they can do, but of the damage that they can do if they're not fully aware.
My name is Ed Keeley, and I'm a sports journalist on Near FM. I present a sports radio show about local sports, and I'm also making a documentary series about minority sports in Dublin.
Do you know of any training programs in general for journalists that are offered with regard to diversity trainings? Yeah, do you know of that?
You know, I guess maybe in some of our college modules, we would have seen diversity and representation in very small snippets, if you know what I mean, in small pieces, mm-hmm. but not a module to itself, or not the focus of a module, just a maybe an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think there is a need for diversity trainings in general?
I would have said that maybe journalists were intelligent enough to be able to do that by themselves, and bright enough and aware enough of the world, you know, because you expect journalists to be well informed. But then when you see some of these statistics and read some of the research that's been done, it kind of, yeah, it throws you a little bit. It's confusing. You know, there's a lot more to it than you think. You know what I mean? And when you look at the issues in detail, there's a huge amount of areas that you could improve your own journalism, I think. So I would say that training would be really appreciated and really worthwhile.
So my name is Patrick Vernier. I'm working for a non-governmental organization called Media Animation, and basically I'm working on media literacy and journalism training using media literacy methods and tools.
So with regard to diversity trainings, what is the idea of diversity trainings for journalists, and what's the aim and the content of these diversity trainings?
Okay, well, I will first tell what it is not. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually when we speak about with journalists about training regarding diversity, non-discrimination issue, they fear a little bit the approach of being judged by people about their own work and practices. And so that is not what we intend in journalism training regarding media literacy. What we offer, and we think is interesting to offer, is a way to get a step back about our own practices as journalists. So we don't give explanation of how you should work, but we offer an opportunity to take a step back, analyze what you are practicing, and take into account diversity, non-discrimination issues. So as for an example of what we can do in journalism training, I will take an example related to a major sport event covering either a male team of hockey and a female team of hockey. What we observe when we were in training with journalists is that covering the same performance related to the male team, they were speaking a lot about speaking and writing a lot about performance of the athletes. And for the same sport, the same situation regarding the women team, they were speaking much a lot about all the surroundings, familial stuff. I mean, highlighting, for example, how it was exemplar for women to succeed in such a performance as they have children, etc., etc. So that's a good example of what we can get when we take a step back and analyzing the media production on the diversity point of view.
I think what's the most important thing is you can teach technical competence. I can teach you to write shorthand at 90 words a minute, or to spot a story, or to sub-edit. These are technical things. You can learn them. I can't teach you not to be a racist. Those have to come from your own values. And I think what we need to do in the training, I'm not saying it's not happening at all, but I think what happens has to happen in the training courses is that all of the training has the values hasn't to be, you know, a unit on the second semester in the first year, but has to run as a theme through everything. Journalists reflect the society they are in. You know, we don't come from somewhere else. We are not socialised by a different society. We are socialised by this society, the society we come from. So the values of a journalist reflect the values of that society. But what a journalist has is the opportunity to use an American term, to be an opinion former, and to reflect back to the society what is acceptable and what is not acceptable.